Easter in the Kościewie region. As in the rest of Poland, Easter was always celebrated solemnly in the Kościewie region. Easter atmosphere could already be felt on Palm Sunday, when palms were blessed in the churches in memory of the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. In the Kościewie region, willow twigs with catkins were simply used instead of palms. The willow branches were brought home and stuck behind pictures. The branches were believed to have a protective power and to scare off lightning. Some farmers also stuck them on their fields and brought them to their barns or apiaries. Swallowing a catkin from a blessed palm was considered to be an effective remedy for sore throats. On Holy Sunday, thorn twigs were blessed. Then, the blessed thorns were placed in houses, barns, and pigsties. During Holy Week, usually on Holy Saturday, housewives from the region prepared Easter eggs, painting them in different colors with natural dyes. The green color was obtained by boiling eggs in winter leaf stock, while various shades of yellow, brown, and red were obtained from onion shell and alder bark. It also happened that eggs were decorated with ornaments scrapped on the shell, in the forms of circles, zigzags, and dots. At the beginning of the 20th century, a new drawing of a lamb with a flag appeared on the eggs. Easter Sunday, the first day of Easter, was the most important day. It was widely believed that unusual things happened during sunrise on Easter Sunday. Ladders were put against roofs and the sun disk was observed. The sun disk reportedly vibrated, and it was even possible to see a jumping lamb on it. At the same time, water also gained miraculous and healing power. Early in the morning, people washed themselves in streams, especially their eyes and faces. Water was also brought home to the sick people. That Sunday morning was also the time when it was possible to get rid of shag hair from one's head. It was thought that diseases such as rheumatism were localized there. It was believed that by cutting the tangled hair and throwing it into the stream on that day, one was able to effectively remove unpleasant elements from one's body. Before dawn on that day, villagers were awakened by the sound of a drum, with which bachelors walked around the area and reminded everybody that the important church service of resurrection was approaching. After the resurrection service, the host of the house sprinkled the table set for Easter breakfast with holy water. The table was set with sausage, ham, painted eggs, yeast cake, and bread. After the resurrection service, the host of the house sprinkled the table set for Easter breakfast with holy water. The table was set with sausage, ham, painted eggs, yeast cake, and bread. A clay lamb was also placed on the Easter table. Local potters occupied themselves with the production of such lambs. On Easter Monday, bachelors took freshly blossomed birch twigs, which had stood at home in water since the beginning of Lent, and they walked with those twigs from house to house, whipping girls on their legs. Early on that day, parents hid painted eggs near their houses or in the fields, and then children looked for them, believing that the eggs had been hidden there by the Easter rabbit. That funny game was accompanied by various nursery rhymes, such as: "The Easter bunny is sitting in the field or in the forest. He is carrying painted eggs. Tell us where you have carried them, Easter bunny."